Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. There's a lot to talk about here tonight. Your calls are the primary element if you make them. We go to him. Tom is on the line. Start things out here in New Hampshire. Tom, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, there's one thing I want to point out about contacting Congress to change certain laws. You don't get to talk to the congressman and congresswoman like you would if you're contacting the New Hampshire House of Representatives, or you talk to the members themselves. However, when you're talking to the aides or the interns, keep in mind a lot of these people haven't thought about these things yet, and they go on years later to become members of a state legislature, and a lot of members of Congress have congressional aide or congressional intern on their resume. So you're actually telling the future generations of legislators points that actually some of them hadn't even thought of before. Some of them never realized how totally unacceptable some of these things are, because when they voted, okay, they voted for Obama or they voted for McCain, and they didn't get the one they wanted, but they got one that was equally acceptable to them. They never realized that some of this stuff that Obama supports is totally unacceptable to a lot of people.
Yeah, they probably never heard about it. That's an interesting point, the idea that if you are somebody that that calls the representatives in D.C. to remember that even if you're talking to somebody who's answering the phone, they may have aspirations of becoming a politician of their own.
And occasionally, Tom, you make an excellent point. There, to me, I think there are two pools in those areas in the offices. One pool is people who are just generally interested in the government. They might be going to college. They might get. My brother was a page for a senator for a while, for Gordon Humphrey for a while when he went to Hillsdale College. Mm-hmm. And they want to learn about the process, and they might not be interested in it. Other people might be interested in it, and no matter what you say, their thirst for political power is going to overwhelm any points that you can get in. But I think it's very useful to bring it up anytime you speak to someone, just to always speak truth to power.
Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. Yep. Appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, inevitably, a lot of people are buzzing about tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
The inauguration.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a big party.
Isn't it the coronation or the ascension? It's the beatification of St. Obama.
Well, has it always been like this? Manuel Lora from LouRockwell.com sent me a private message today, and he says that his boss wrote this to all of his employees.
Uh-uh.
Quote, "As you all know, Tuesday is a historic day with the inauguration of Barack Obama. Please feel free to take the time to watch or participate however you like. There will be great online coverage, I'm sure, but if you want to watch from home, you have my blessing." So take the day off, folks. Who cares about working? We've got a new president. Did this happen for Bill Clinton or George Bush, or is this something that...
Yeah,
is this unusual?
It's such fawning coverage, and the attitude of people is really that he's going to somehow save people. And you know what's amazing is to hear staunch critics of liberalism as it is defined by conservatives, staunch conservatives out there saying, "I want the president to succeed. I want define success. What are you talking about? What is this? All these people give this guy such a ride. Well, you know." If success means more trampling of the United States Constitution and more destruction of civil liberties and economic liberties, then why do you want to succeed?
He'd be a winner then if that was the case.
Yeah, these people just adore this guy. I mean, look at ABC. Did either of you guys see ABC's coverage of his new limousine?
No.
Oh, now that was exciting. It was like it's almost as if, and I mentioned this to Glenn Jacobs, Kane. We were talking on the phone last night. It's almost as if they have a shiny new toy in Barack Obama. Like, oh, look at what's under the tree. Wow. Mm. You know, it's like it's sickening. It's just disgusting.
Well, we can talk about that.
Of course, they're happy about him because they've been taught that FDR saved us from the Great Depression, which, of course, lasted, 12 years under him?
Extra long. gave us extra depression just for good measure.
I don't know why in the world he's credited with it, but he's credited with it. And you know, this is the kind of revisionist history that goes on. So, of course, now we've got the absolute right guy for the job. It'll be fantastic.
Well, you know what, Mark? It's interesting you should bring up FDR. because I think in the way public government school teachers teach about FDR and the way that people are looking at Obama and his public works program and his bailout ideas, it's a great example of Frederick Bastiat's concept of what is seen and what is not seen. What was seen were the people digging ditches all over the place during the Civil Conservation Corps era, or the Army Corps of Engineers going out and doing all sorts of things that were covered by the newspapers locally. The mayors got special bonuses if they agreed to back Roosevelt, which is all depicted very well in Amity Schley's book, The Forgotten Hand. All of it was just political graft all over the place, suppressing the ability of the private marketplace to be able to succeed. But what was seen in the media? People who were unemployed because, of course, of the manipulation of the money supply by the central bankers and various policies of regulations on banks. People who are unemployed, all of a sudden, they are employed. And what's not seen are all the opportunities that were missed for businesses to start up with the money that the government took, real businesses that could have created things that people actually wanted, not what politicians wanted.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's the legacy, the visual legacy that's handed down in history books in high school, and it's what we're going to see here on the news networks. You know, over the next year, we'll see new people, personal stories about so-and-so was unemployed for 6 months from her job at Circuit City.
But because of Barack Obama.
Working, exactly. She's a successful blah, blah, blah.
You know, and it's funny. Being from Florida, I didn't have a lot of experience with this whole Roosevelt, make work program thing.
Yeah.
It just didn't happen down there. They didn't send the troops down to Florida to build anything. But they, up here, apparently lots of mountain paths, to tops of mountains were built by these,
Civil Conservation Corps.
Yeah, exactly. CCC.
Yeah.
Well, is that really what we needed during the Great Depression, is paths to the top of mountains?
I don't know. Do people want to jump? I'm not
Bridges
sure.
Bridges to nowhere, essentially?
I don't know, man. We can continue the mania discussion here in a moment, and we'd love to hear from you, but we need to go across the pond to the UK, where Ziggy is on the line. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Okay, Garber, explain to these two gentlemen why they should watch the Prisoner TV series.
Oh, my friend. Thank you, Ziggy, and thank you for all your communications about the Prisoner. Guys, if you haven't seen The Prisoner, and any of the listeners out there have not seen The Prisoner, The Prisoner, created by Patrick McGoohan, many of the episodes written by Patrick McGoohan, who was the star of Secret Agent Man in the UK. It was called Danger Man Secret Agent Man in the U.S., Danger Man in the UK. He was approached by ITV to do another season of Danger Man in the UK, and he said, "Nah, you know what? I got a better idea." He was inspired, along with his friend George Markstein, to do a story about a secret agent who, worked for the state, worked for the crown and country, that sort of thing. But he discovered something so bad about what they had done, he resigned in anger. He's kidnapped and brought to this place called The Village, where no one has a number, or no one has a name, they're only numbers. And he is number 6. They constantly have this rotating series of people called number 2, who are the executives who enact the dictates of number 1.
Mm-hmm.
And it's implied throughout the series, they start off in the program, right, Ziggy? They start off showing how other spies are now there, and they've accepted their fate, this stultifying social conventions of these people who are living on this island prison, and yet, how dare you run against the grain? So he criticizes this stultification of society, and then he takes it and shows how magnified it becomes and how disastrous it is and how dangerous it is to the very mental state of a free individual to have it enacted through the government. And in the end, number 6 constantly fights for his integrity, his right to be an individual and a free man, and they're constantly trying to find out either why he resigned or break him to get him to accept his number. And it's probably the greatest achievement.
So did he ever accept the number?
He never wore the they're always issued with badges, and he refuses to wear one.
Yeah.
That's what I first identified with the series. Well, that and in the opening credits, there's the line, "I'm not a number, I am a free man," yelled.
Yes.
And he refused to wear the badge, and I just got out of school where you had to wear school uniform.
Yeah. Very good, Ziggy. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you plugging that. I've heard it's a good show. Can I get it on, like, Google Video or something?
I think American Movie Classics, AMC, is putting it all online now. If you go to their website,
check
it out. It's awesome.
All
it
right.
questions everything. Government schools, courts, roads, everything.
More coming up. You take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Now, a revealing glimpse into the life of one of our most celebrated yet private novelists, John Grisham.
author of the masterful new legal thriller, The Associate.
Entertainment Weekly calls him a genuine pop culture demigod. Journalists have nicknamed him Hurricane Grisham. Certainly, he has taken the world by storm with his books and films based on his books. For most writers, just making the bestseller list is an impossible dream. John Grisham has redefined that dream. True, numbers don't always measure success, but consider, he was the top-selling author in the world for the 1990s, an entire decade. Add to that his sales in the 21st century, and he has sold more than 235 million books. No doubt, John Grisham's new legal thriller, The Associate, will become book number 22 in his string of unparalleled successes.
To learn more, visit jgrisham.com. If you thought Mitch McGeer was in trouble in The Firm, wait until you meet The Associate. Kyle McAvoy is a brilliant young attorney, a rookie associate at the world's largest law firm, but he also has a dark secret, one that falls into the wrong hands. He's coerced into taking part in a scheme that could send him to prison or get him killed, making his first case his last. The Associate, John Grisham at his pulse-pounding, page-turning best. Available January 27th, wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. We give all those features away, those other shows. They charge you, so enjoy them, including the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there on the front page of the website, going back for an entire year totally free at freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, also want to let you know that this program is brought to you by the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's happening in the first weekend of March in Nashua, New Hampshire, the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel, same location as last year. We will be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. And we look forward to seeing you out there because there's going to be a lot of reasons to be there. Number one, has to be meeting the hundreds of liberty-loving people that will be in attendance. Many of them are already living here in New Hampshire. A number of them are considering moving to New Hampshire. Of course, the event being put on by the Free State Project, an organization designed to get as many liberty-loving people to move to New Hampshire, become activists for freedom, which is a really cool idea. And so that's the basic concept of what started the Liberty Forum. But there'll be all kinds of discussions, panel discussions, speeches, keynote speeches, big names, people like you mentioned Kane earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn Jacobs from the WWE, he will be there, plus so many other names. Dr. Mary Ruart from the book Healing Our World, John Taylor Gatto, and many more. Go and get all the details over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get signed up. Use our discount code if you want to save 10%. That is, the code is 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. Use that code at freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and we'll see you there. We go to your phone calls. That's the point of the show. We go to the D.C. area and talk to Matt. Hello, Matt. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
What's on your mind, Matt?
I just wanted to talk about a characterization Mark made a couple days ago when he said the Federal Reserve is as federal as Federal Express.
Okay.
And I think this is completely incorrect, and it shouldn't be used. I mean, I've heard him use it before. Federal Express doesn't have its executive board appointed by the president. Federal Express isn't given a monopoly by the government. Federal Express in no way infringes on our rights. I think it's completely an insult to Federal Express and to other private companies like it to characterize the Federal Reserve as in any way equivalent to them. I think it's a
completely
government agency.
I agree with you, Matt. Good point.
Well, I think that it's a simple picture, granted. Would you say that it simply points out to people that, in fact, the Federal Reserve is not a government agency?
Well, in what way is it different than a government agency?
Well, the stocks are owned by member banks.
Oh, right. But so the stocks are owned by member banks, but isn't so the entire
is
thing
made by those people
basically controlled by the government?
Yeah, technically, I think Mark is right, but the practical effect, the caller is right as well. So it's not federal, but granted a federal monopoly. It might as well be, except it's got this extra poison of
right.
granting a monopoly and added corruption.
It's a monopoly of the ability to make profits, whereas any other government agency doesn't make profits off what they do. They suck the system dry. They spend as much budget as they possibly can, and I'm sure that the Federal Reserve does that to some extent. But they have the added issue of having stock owned by the richest people in the world, and those people essentially squeezing our monetary system for as much money as they can get out of it.
I think Matt,
that in particular is even more nefarious.
All that said, though, I think Matt is spot on in his critique, and it's always kind of bugged me a little bit, but not enough to really say anything. So I'm glad you called in on it, Matt, because it really is kind of an insult to Federal Express. And you could easily get across the same concept to people by simply saying the Federal Reserve is not a federal government agency. You know, it's
right,
closely tied to the federal government, but it's not an actual government agency.
Yeah, it's as federal as the post office, maybe, or something like that, or...
But people look at the post office, say, I understand what you're saying, and it's a very correct analogy. However, most people think the post office is an entirely federally run agency. They don't know that it has been some quasi-privatized.
But which one is more or less federal, the Federal Reserve or the post office? I feel like the post office is more federal than the Federal Reserve.
I feel like
personally.
The Federal Reserve is more federal than the post office. The post office only has pensions, as far as I know, covered by and maybe some sweetheart rental deals. But other than that, it's a relatively private agency.
They have over the past few years.
I think it has a monopoly on first-class mail.
Okay,
yeah,
so
they
get a monopoly on first-class mail. That's a lot smaller than your entire monetary system.
Any other thoughts, Matt?
Nope. That's
Thanks for the call.
Matt wasn't making that. Matt, before you go, you weren't making the point that the Federal Reserve is better or worse than the post office, and I don't want you getting off the air, leaving like somehow you got defeated. I understand your point that absolutely what you're saying is true. I just think that it's a nice little phrase to be able to throw out for the folks that don't know that much.
All right. I just feel like it makes it sound like it's more private. And when you talk to people about market solutions to problems, they don't want to. You don't want them to think, oh, it's like the Federal Reserve. You want them to think, It's the opposite of Federal Reserve.
I think he's absolutely right. Thank you, Matt, for the
Matt,
call.
Come up with a phrase that's better for me.
How about
okay. not now?
How about
no,
the Federal
no.
Reserve email isn't federal? How about it's not federal? It's not a federal government agency. Why do you have to go and bring FedEx into the picture?
Well, by saying what you're saying, it's not a federal agency, then you're essentially saying the same thing as it's as federal as Federal Reserve.
Okay. How about it's quasi-federal?
I don't understand why you need to delineate between it being quasi-private and completely public. I mean, they're both basically evil in sort of the same way.
I think that the Federal Reserve is the most nefarious, evil organization that we have in the United States, and the reason is the way that it has its monopoly and it has its private ownership at the same time. It has the very best of both worlds.
Thank you, Matt, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We go to Jordan in California. Jordan, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to say that Vengeance and Clorox have fat dicks.
Thank you for the call. Can't take that on the air. 1-800-259-9231. So we continue with the bigot. Scott is on the line in Massachusetts. Hello, Scott.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you? I called about abolishing Martin Luther King Day, but it got my interest up. The Federal Reserve was created by the Warburg family.
Didn't you call about the Martin Luther King Day
yes,
thing
I did.
On Saturday? I mean, are you calling about the same topic
every
day?
You didn't give me a chance. Today is Martin Luther King Day. And I think, gentlemen, it should be abolished, and I'll tell you why. First of all, it humiliates and degrades whites by making them feel ashamed and guilty and diminished for their dubious roles in slavery, segregation, and racism. My opinion is that the true purpose of MLK Day is for blacks to make MLK appear to be a martyr and a saint so that they can canonize and legitimize MLK and the civil rights movement in general. However, whites must realize the insidious side of MLK Day, which is that blacks use it to remind whites that they are racist and therefore have whites to always feel guilty and indebted to blacks due to racism.
I think that I see a vein of truth in what you're talking about. Most of it's wrapped in the most horrid bigoted sentiments. But what you're saying is, I agree that sort of talking about racism doesn't really do any good.
In fact, sometimes it makes it even worse.
To some extent, I think that's true. But Scott, don't you think that we'd all just get along a lot better if we didn't have these racial divisions?
Well, we're forced to because blacks put reverse discrimination and affirmative action.
Sorry, goodbye. 800-259-9231. Nobody's forced to do anything, and I just can't stand it when he puts people in groups based on their skin color. It pisses me off. More coming up. Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. 6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount, and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you tonight.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You will find it all totally free over at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
If the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire have touched, moved, and inspired you, but you're unable for whatever reason to be involved, well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. cdevolution.org.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, poll numbers about this whole Obama mania thing. People apparently even being allowed to take a full day off from work to go and, I guess, just to go places and party or stay home and watch TV.
You know, I would think they might want to stay and work, given the fact that Barack Obama is going to make the economy even worse. Get your money now. Get it while you can. Work while you can, because the job might not be here a year from now.
Well, now, let's be fair, Gardner. It's not just Barack Obama that's going to make the economy worse. He's just the head, the figurehead for the organization that makes the economy worse, which is the federal government. The U.S. federal government, whether the figurehead is George Bush, Bill Clinton, George Bush, Ronald Reagan, or Barack Obama, is going to make the economy worse, because that's what it does. It siphons off the wealth of the productive and then redistributes it in ways that it finds acceptable that the productive people might not necessarily agree with. The people that earned the money in the first place might not necessarily agree with the way the federal government is spending it. And it doesn't matter if they agree or not, because they'll have it stolen from them every single time. And one thing's for sure, Obama is not going to stop the wholesale theft from Americans, nor is he going to stop the wholesale arresting of Americans, specifically for drug crimes and things like that.
He's not going to stop arresting people who morally disagree with whatever program it is that he's going to use the funding for, and therefore throw them in prison. He's not going to, whether that program be, I don't know, money for Israel or, killing people in Afghanistan or whatever.
But it brings peace. What, Mark,
I don't understand you. You know, Barack Obama is a bringer of peace. And sure, everything that he does and his salary and all the salaries of everyone else that will be paid to do these types of things will be brought about through non-peaceful actions, the coercion of government. But it's for a greater good. It's for unity. It's for the Commonwealth. It's for us all. So please, I mean, you know, to criticize him, I can't even believe that you don't want him to succeed. I don't.
Well, it's not that I don't want Obama to succeed. People use that terminology.
It's
very simplistic.
That's the thing.
The thing is, I just don't believe socialism can succeed.
No, government can't succeed.
Voting for or against Barack Obama, I'm telling people truth from my heart of what I believe is true. Socialism doesn't work. There's a Margaret Thatcher quote out there: "Is the problem with socialism is sooner or later you run out of money from people from whom to steal the money or whatever." You know, the fact is the money goes away.
Yeah.
Socialism is a leech.
California doesn't have any left.
It's a leech.
Well, but what's fascinating is that the existence of government, the very premise of government, is based on a nugget of socialism, which is that everyone will come together and take a portion of your property to create the police force to supposedly protect your property. So government doesn't work, as Harry Brown used to say. And you know what gets me, Ian, is I've heard some people say that to dissent from government, to criticize and dissent, is the greatest form of patriotism. It's highly patriotic, which to me is it's a weird cycle in logic. It's a total tautology. So you mean by criticizing the government, you're actually being patriotic for your nation? You're sticking up for nation statehood when you're criticizing the government? No, I'm sorry, but guess what? Why do people continue to do that? That it's truly American. In other words, anybody who's critical, they still pull them in and say, you're a good citizen.
You're part of
the
system.
Yeah. You know what? I don't want to be a good stinking citizen. I want to criticize the state itself in the abstract, whether it's run by Barack Obama or by George Bush or by Milton Friedman or by Alan Greenspan or anybody whose ideology is going to force my neighbor to operate in a certain fashion that runs contrary to the way that he would want to in a peaceful way.
It's just unfortunate that most Americans don't think about it in the same way that you do, Gardner, because there's some numbers here. According to the Daily Mail in the UK, the incoming president has a lot to live up to, with polls suggesting the public has higher expectations of him than for any recent U.S. president. Now, this sounds bad on its face, but it could turn out to be good news in the long run after he crashes and burns like every president inevitably does. According to a survey published last night, 71% of Americans believe the economy will improve during the first year of the Obama presidency, and 65% said they think unemployment will drop. Asked about cash-strapped Wall Street, 72% said they thought the stock market would recover. 63% were confident that their personal financial situation would improve. And so I think it's good that Americans are, you know, feeling positive about the upcoming year. However, if they think it's all because of one man, they're sorely mistaken. I mean, one man does not control the economy. One man does not make or break this country. I mean, he could do some things that could do some damage, and he could do some things that could help things out, but he certainly won't be doing much of the helping.
He's not going to do too many of the things that are, you know, he's not even talking about many of the things that would help the country out. He's just not even looking down that venue. So.
And the one positive thing that he had mentioned for, maybe a maximum of about 7 days or 6 days, which was a group of tax write-offs that they would have allowed small businesses. Boom, that was nixed yesterday or the day before by the Congress. That's out of his plan, and you're going to get more redistribution of wealth and taxes. And in addition to that, you know, I saw a poll, there was a CNN poll that said 60% of those polled in this CNN thing were in favor of more government spending. The interesting thing is that they did another question in a poll, and they said, are you in favor of more government bailouts of big banks and big businesses? And 60% said no. So in other words,
spend it on
favor.
Me.
Exactly.
Right. That's what they want. They want the money for themselves. And
which they should be able to keep it to themselves and not have to give it to the government in the first place, but they don't even think that's an option.
Right.
It's not.
I don't even think they know where the money comes from. Do they think that the government can bake money and that it's actually coming from some productive endeavor that the government does, and they're getting paid voluntarily and helping people's lives and therefore receiving remuneration for it.
I don't really know what
the real marketplace. I mean, it's incredible to think that that cesspool cancer of government, and I know I'm using some, you know, sometimes colorful language here. Maybe it's because I'm drinking so much caffeine right now. But, you know, this cancer of government takes and takes and takes, and people think that somehow it's helping them. There is no possible way it can help them from the outset.
They've just been brainwashed into this belief system. I mean, one of the people quoted in the article says, he cannot not succeed. He has to succeed because the world really depends on him right now.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this whole mentality that this one man is it. This one man is what everything will be based off on. Whether or not the economy succeeds will all be, based on this man's actions and his decisions.
And, you know what?
And it's nonsense. But the positive thing about this, I mean, you can look at this and you could say, oh, my gosh, 71% of Americans believe this is, you know, that things are going to go in the right direction with this guy. But that also means that, I mean, if they're having record numbers of people believing in what's coming next, that also means that a record number of people are going to have their hopes dashed on the rocks of despair after, again, things just don't work out the way they intended it to.
Well, that's what some of the Republicans were counting on when they tried to put Bob Barr into the Libertarian Party. They wanted to make sure that McCain lost. And they wanted to make sure that Obama or Hillary Clinton won, because on the very superficial surface, to be redundant, on the superficial aspect of it, people will see the Democrats in charge, Democrat Congress, Democrat Senate, and Democrat President. Everything is going to collapse. The market is going to go down even further. More unemployment is going to be widespread. And then the Republicans have this crazy idea that suddenly everyone will realize that, oh, collectivism and socialism, that doesn't work. You know, if they haven't realized it now, the only thing that's going to get through to them are programs like this, not Barack Obama failing. I think what's going to happen is they'll call for even more government intervention.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You mean like calling for things like a government-run bank?
They're actually talking
about that right now. We'll get to that story, plus whatever it is you want to discuss. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families all over the world trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com for $3 a month. And we'll take that money, reinvest it in the show, get on more radio stations across the country, around the world, bring more internet listeners on board, and help expose new people to the idea of freedom. Check it out at amp.freetalklive.com and get involved. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, all at amp.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls, we go to Toronto. Steve is on the line. Hello, Steve. You're on Free Talk Live.
How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Steve?
I just two things. I just quickly wanted to chime in on the Federal Reserve comparison to FedEx. The way I've heard it used and why I think it can be appropriate is people have often said that I've heard anyway, open the white pages of your phone book and you'll see Federal Express and Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve doesn't fall under a government portion of your phone book. And I think that really highlights to people that, wait a minute, the Federal Reserve is in the white page. It's not in the blue pages or whatever color pages the way a normal government agency would be. So I think that's why some people use that terminology. Does that make sense?
I see where you're coming from.
Now, a lot of people's white pages wouldn't have it at all. I mean, I doubt very seriously it is. There's a Federal Reserve.
Is that sort of racist thing? White pages, come on. I just got done with
that.
No, it
is. Any state that would have a Federal Reserve Bank, Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, of New York, whatever, it falls under the white pages, not under the government blue pages.
Where does the Postal Service end up?
That I haven't checked out, to be honest with you. I don't live down there, so I don't know. So.
Yeah.
That's just the context that I've heard it used in before, so that's why I think it can be a useful tool. But I did understand what the other gentleman was saying, too, that it does kind of disrespect Federal Express as well.
Yeah, I have to agree with the caller. I think that if you're going to be talking to somebody about the Federal Reserve Bank, you might as well just explain what it is instead of just kind of giving off this one-liner that doesn't really have anything.
I agree that explanations are good, but humans love little anecdotes, little phrases, little sound bites.
Yep.
And you got to give them what it is that's going to work.
Well, I think that's what we live in, a world of sound bites. And I think if you're trying to get somebody to wake up to the truth of something, I think throwing a – I mean, people just look at you cross-eyed sometimes. I mean, I live in Canada here, but I got buddies that follow the stock market and stuff. We're all interested in the financial circumstances. Everything's going on right now. And when I said to my friend that Federal Express is not a federal agency, it's a privately owned bank by – independent banks, which are then in turn owned by private families, the shares in those banks. So, I mean, and he just kind of looked at me like I was lying until I showed him a video of it. But anyway, well, the other thing I wanted to mention is calling from Canada, you guys were talking about socialism, and we have a government health care program. And I've said many times to different people, between environmentalism and health care, you could virtually lose every right you have as a citizen based on the good or betterment of the public and the environment. And it's just amazing how we see different programs being forced down our throats here for the betterment of the environment, for saving the healthcare system, because it's our healthcare system is crumbling because our government won't fund it properly, even though they're taxing the heck out of us for it. But
well, now, wait a minute. You think this? You think that the healthcare problems could be solved in Canada by the government just putting more money into it? I'm sorry, that's not going to solve the problem. That's
no.
Going to...
But what I'm saying is that they use. I think they're underfunding it purposely to try and privatize it. That's my personal opinion.
You think the Canadian government is now trying to get away from government-run healthcare?
Yes, I think they are finding it very expensive, and you have a lot of corporations that I think would like to get their claws into our healthcare system a little deeper.
Well, what would you like
profit.
To see, Stephen? What would you like to see happen?
You know what? I don't know if there is a perfect fix. I mean, I like the idea of having healthcare for everyone that you can, you know, even the poorest citizen can walk into our hospital
well,
and get
well, wait a minute. You think, hold on a second. You think without the government around that people wouldn't be able to get healthcare?
Well, are there not a lot of people in your country that don't have access to health care because they don't have health care coverage for insurance because they're too poor?
It's a huge, huge issue. The price dynamic of health care, the inflationary spiral of health care has been propelled by government intervention ever since World War II. It's so bad. People here in the United States, anybody who is unable to get his own insurance policy is automatically covered by the government anyway. If they go into an emergency room, the hospitals have to take care of these people, and then the costs get shifted to people like me with private insurance policies. The rates go up. The government imposes all sorts of regulations on the insurance companies to have to accept people with pre-existing conditions, causing the rates to have to go up. It's an absolute mess, and the more the government gets involved with it, the more the tendency is for people to ask for relief from none other than the agency, the entity that created the problems, the government.
Right. Yeah. So what you're saying then is people aren't going bankrupt from health care? They aren't losing their homes?
No, you're setting up a straw dog. What I'm saying is that I'm not saying people aren't going bankrupt from their health care costs, and I'm also not saying that we have a private system here. What I'm saying is that you will be able to get greater responsiveness and more people covered if you remove the government regulations and impediments and forces that are placed on the health care industry and allow the market forces to take over to be able to create a productive medical system rather than a semi-socialist system like we have in the United States today.
Right. What you have to remember is that we don't have a free market in health care in the United States. We've got more than half of the dollars spent in healthcare in the United States are spent by the government.
That's a mostly socialist system.
Right. We have we have Medicare, Medicaid, and between those two programs, that's where most of the stuff comes. So what it does is it ends up, creating a system that doesn't work. I'll grant you our system doesn't work very well, but I do think that you would have a far better system if you got the government out of healthcare entirely.
Mm-hmm. I actually agree with you to a certain extent as well. I think that there's so much money wasted with them having their grubby little hands on it. I mean, who knows? We just recently had a provincial election where the premier of Ontario said no new taxes, and then as within days, he added on a $900 per person health fee.
Wow.
And that went into the general coffers, not into a separate fund to help hire more nurses, which is what we're people.
See, it doesn't matter, Stephen. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We're short on time, but it doesn't matter where they put the money. Okay, you can sit there and say, well, I think the money would be better if they spent it here. And then somebody else is going to say, well, I think it would be better if they spent it over there. And the fact is, you're not in charge, so they're going to put it where they want to put it. And you can complain about that, but it won't matter. Even if they did decide to spend the money where you think they should, like go hire more nurses or whatever it is you want them to do, it's still the government managing resources that they stole from people.
It would
matter. The fact is, when you don't have your, when you're not spending your own money, it, you're just not. You just don't have the same incentive to spend it accurately or to spend it with to spend it carefully.
Well,
if you're spending somebody else's money, you can just spend it on whatever you think is right, and whether it's wrong or right, it doesn't matter. It wasn't your money in the first place, and so that's why it won't matter where they spend the money, because it's the government, and everything they touch they ruin, and so they're ruining health care. They're ruining it in Canada, and they're ruining it here in the United States. So if you, what you want is to have, and this has sounded like what you want to have affordable health care available to everybody. The only way that's going to be possible is for the government to step out completely and to allow the marketplace to create its own health care mechanisms, whatever insurance or services that need to be created to fulfill consumer demand, as only the marketplace can do. Then to allow innovation and competition without people having to go and beg from the government, or people to jump through endless government regulatory hoops in order to do business, or fill out reams upon reams of paperwork in order to get a client. I mean, it's just insanity, the amount of regulation and the amount of control that has come down on the healthcare industry. It's driving good people out. Doctors who would love to continue in the business, they just don't want to deal with the paperwork anymore. They're getting out. They're going and playing golf. They're done. They're out of the game. So you're driving the best people out. You are driving costs dramatically up with the government intervention, whether it's in Canada or in the United States. And the only way to get it, to fix this problem is to completely get the government out and to allow the marketplace to solve it. And then, of course, you ask, well, what about the poor people? Because even in the marketplace, the free market healthcare system, which we don't have yet, hopefully we will someday, but even in that system, there still may be somebody who's too poor to go to the doctor, even with lowered prices and competition and innovation. And I thank you, Stephen, for the call.
Thank you.
The answer, of course, is what will happen to those folks? Well, charity can pick up that slack.
And it used to.
Yeah, it,
it still does. There's all kinds of charity programs that go in hospitals.
Absolutely. Great, and there would be more.
Great book that people should pick up, The Tragedy of American Compassion by Marvin Alasky, explains just what it used to be like before government got involved.
More coming up here. Hour 2 is on the way. You can take control, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
There is growing